Dovi Neuberger, who's been a guest of ours before, one of our favorite guests, he's been called, is presenting the Too Poor to Be in Israel for Sukkot Chol HaMoed special. It is this title, by the way, that got my attention and why I made sure when we were talking about the possibility of him being on the air this morning, I made sure we'd make it happen because I just think it's an absolutely brilliant title for a show. Again, it's called The Too Poor to Be in Israel for Sukkot Chol HaMoed special, hosted by, listen to this, someone who isn't famous enough to be in Israel either. It's happening in Bergenfield, New Jersey, at a place called Tommy Fox's Public House. And listen to the lineup. Before we introduce Dovi, listen to the people that are going to be performing that night on the Tuesday Chol HaMoed. You've got Ami Kozak, Ellie Leibowitz, Joe Levy, Olga Nammer, Dovi Neuberger, and S.J. Tenenbaum, all part of this great comedy night for Tuesday Chol HaMoed, Bergenfield, New Jersey. Dovi Neuberger, a Gemar Tov and Shana Tova, and a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the
AM. Pleasure to be here. It's not many people I get up this early for, so Nachum, it's really a pleasure to be in studio and talking about from comedy and this comedy special I'm very excited about.
Now, you made a comment to me, and I told you we got to discuss it on the air, about the goings-on in the world of from comedy. This is something that's been a passion as a consumer, as a fan of mine for 40 years. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I can name some names for you, which may not be familiar to you, but, you know, when Mark Wiener and Marvin Silberman and people like that introduced the concept of using our tradition to describe in a comedic fashion, you know, what's happening in the Jewish world, that was revolutionary. I mean, I can tell you some of their routines from 30, 40 years ago that really were like, we never had considered, hey, it's hilarious, some of the things that we do. But now, if I'm on social media and I'm connected to the Jewish platforms, you know, or the people from the Jewish community who are on the social media platforms, I'm seeing this stuff all the time. I mean, there are people who are, I mean, I couldn't believe that Elon Gold actually is making this a centerpiece of his act. The guy is known as a pretty well-rounded general comedian, right? And even he is using our tradition and the things that we do to, you know, to make fun.
I think it's actually shifted a little bit. I played with Elon about a month ago as part of the Chosen Comedy Festival at a Rising Stars Jewish Comedians.
Where was it, Manhattan?
Yeah, it was in Manhattan. It was ancillary to the Chosen Comedy Festival. It was like in the week prior. They had a bunch of shows at Stand Up New York.
Interesting. And that was before the big one at the Ford Amphitheater.
Right.
Wow.
I think it's a little different now. I mean, obviously, like, people from Jewish culture have always been the movers and shakers in the world of comedy, but it's different in that it's gotten really inside baseball, and in that the consumership is so niche and so part of from culture that the content is much more niche and unique to from culture. Like, obviously, Jackie Mason.
Oh, good point. Himself, I should have mentioned him, right?
Himself, it's from going from the Rabbi's Sons of Music to the Rabbi's right. Sons of Comedy, I guess. Himself is considered one of the forerunners for all modern comedy.
But what's interesting about Jackie Mason is that his routine was based on the Jewish world in reference to the rest of the world. It
correct.
Wasn't just a, you know, niche, you know, really what happens on a Friday night in our community. Like, it was not that.
Not at all.
It was more a comparison to, now, so therefore, and I'm using his name because I as I watch this stuff on social media, I think he's the one that's doing this the most. You could tell me you disagree or agree. Ellie Leibowitz, there's no way that his routine would have worked 30 years ago. There's no way. Not enough people would have been familiar with all the stuff. I mean, yesterday I saw him doing a routine that they posted on social media about Al Chetz on Yom Kippur,
right?
You know, 30 years ago, there's no way that the average person attending a comedy routine in Manhattan would have had a clue what he's talking about.
Not at all. I mean, that's the beauty of what's going on in from comedy now, is that we're having shows, and I was doing these shows all throughout the summer. That is really, they were filling out comedy clubs with from people. From organizations and events are bringing in comedians. Comedy has become one of the go-to, like, kind of,
right,
and not just music.
And is it always this routine? Is it always focused on, I mean, you do the whole summer. Is your whole summer based on what's going on in the Jewish world?
So me personally, as like my goals as a comedian, and I'll separate that between a comedian and a comedy producer are different. I mean, I was doing both. Kind of, I was doing like the summer camps and doing Jewish routines. I was performing at events like Sharsharet and NYU Young Alumni, and they are getting more inside baseball with like with from content, but also trying to pursue the regular circuit in the city of Broadway Comedy Club and Greenwich Village Comedy Club and getting in front of everyone. Ellie's actually a great friend and a really talented comedian, and I consider him like one of my mentors in terms of from comedy because he's really opened up this world a lot.
But there's nobody on this list of the people that you're featuring Tuesday night. There's nobody who focuses, you know, as much as into the detail of the Jewish world as he does. Or am I wrong about that?
I mean, Ami Kozak, who has a big following on Instagram, Ami, Ellie, and another comedian friend of mine, Mikey Greenblatt, who created what's called J Sketch. They put out a lot of those those videos that are like the niche tailored ones to the Orthodox community. Again, like the consumerism was never there because the globalization of TikTok
Correct.
And Instagram was never there, where we could connect hundreds of thousands, if not close to a million, from people or surrounding shared experiences within Frumkite. So they're like the writers of J Sketch, and they created that.
So those three are literally focused on that. Like when they sit down to write, that's the arena they're writing for. They're writing for, you know, the crazy stuff that goes on in the Jewish world.
But the market's there, and even Elon.
No, I'm saying, yeah, and even, Elon Gold, Modi, right?
Well,
they're all doing this stuff. I would assume that at that Ford Amphitheater night, the majority of the acts were concentrating on what goes on in the Jewish world, right?
Yeah, totally. I mean, Elon, it's really crazy. I mean, Modi's someone who always kind of focused his niche on the Orthodox community. But Elon, who's someone who comes from with a Hollywood background, has been on Curb Your Enthusiasm and now is also like kind of
pivoting
because of the demand. Really.
I'm saying this as a fan, so I don't know if I'm right, but it looks like he's opened up a whole new vista, the whole Israeli thing, and the whole, you know, Israelis versus other Jews and how they speak, how they behave, their attitudes, etc. And that I never heard before.
Well, yeah, well, Elon's also like a master impressionist. He hosted a show, I forgot which network, it was on network television, I don't know, it was CBS or NBC, where he was a guest, and it was like kind of America's Got Talent just for impressionists. So he's a master impressionist, and the Israeli impression's always been one of his favorites. So I think he's like tapping into that now. But
very interesting. You know what's funny about this whole thing? I mentioned Mark Wiener before, who I still think was the father of all of this. You know, when he first came out with a comedy routine based on the crazy stuff that goes on in the Jewish world, I would have suspected that the well would be dry by now. Like, you know, how many things go on? And it's unbelievable.
The well's never dry.
Because
the well keeps growing, right? Because because Mark Wiener didn't have access to the ongoings of, like, what happens in Gourmet Glot on a daily basis, which is also...
Right.
Meaning the world of from comedy is ever expanding as we expand our own culture. For example,
expand our horizons.
A show like this, the Too Poor to Go to Israel Comedy Festival 50 years ago, nobody would have thought that was funny because we went to Israel for Sukkot 50 years
ago. And you're here because of that title.
Right, exactly. This was actually, I'd started doing comedy only about a year ago. So by the time Pesach had rolled around, I definitely didn't have a robust enough routine to market myself towards a Pesach program. But I still wanted to put together a show for people staying home locally. So I was going to call the Too Poor to Be on a Program Pesach special and put together a lineup, but I just thought of it too late. And I've been producing around like Jewish holidays. We did a Hanukkah festival last year and we did the Purim show and Stand Up NY last year. And I'm hoping to turn it into, as a producer, to turn it into a real, like every... Maybe we'll skip Tisha B'Av, maybe we won't, who knows. But to turn it into a real brand of doing shows every Jewish holiday.
Plus the December 25th space, which is always very popular.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a Jewish holiday.
Right, yeah.
to go ahead and plan a show. Well, Dovi Neuberger is presenting the Too Poor to Be in Israel for Sukkot's Chol HaMoed special. It's happening Tuesday night at Tommy Fox's public house, which is in Bergenfield, New Jersey. It's an 8 o'clock show. It does seem from your announcement that tickets are limited, meaning it's not the largest of locations. Would that be accurate?
Yeah, it's a smaller room. It's like limited to like 60, 70 seats.
And is this info all over social media? I mean, people can... They'll see it.
If I don't fill it out, I'll definitely start putting flyers on cars in Teaneck and Englewood, you know.
Well, one second. I mean, can someone do a show in Bergenfield when I would assume 90% of the communities in Israel, or is that not the case?
Yeah, there's definitely enough of us left, and that's the goal of the show, to come together.
I wonder what the percentage is. What is the percentage of families in a large Jewish neighborhood like Teaneck Bergenfield that are not home for Yontif? You ever wonder about that?
That are not home for Yontif. No,
are 50% away?
I don't
is
think
is every
it's that
other
high.
House empty?
No, I don't
in
think
Teaneck
it's that
Bergenfield?
High.
It's not that high.
I can't. It can't be.
So
that
the 20-25% just dominate. Like, they're just, you know, they'll all over social media showing us the hotels.
Well, it's an insane amount of people to just flock from from New York to Israel at once. So it just leaves an impression.
But if a Teaneck Bergenfield shul had 200 people last Shabbos, how many will they have tomorrow morning?
Well, they fill in with guests also.
That's right.
So it's hard to know.
Right. Good point. But in terms of regulars, you'll notice a percentage.
Oh, yeah, totally. The drop-off is crazy.
Ami Kozak, you mentioned. Eli Leibowitz, I think, is brilliant. Joe Levy, don't know him. Is he?
Joe Levy is actually a producer in the Syrian community in Deal.
He has his own set of jokes.
Someone I connected with a couple weeks ago. We're actually looking into, again, like, Frum Comedy is just exploding. I don't know if you've seen, we're doing the Shalshalis, which is doing a community game night in... I believe October 21st, I'm performing there, the new school in Teaneck. So we're doing a show for them. And now it's even, like, it used to be, people have brought in comedy, like a comedian for Jewish acts, let's say a Sheva Brachos, or a fundraiser. Now what I'm being approached to do, and I'm trying to create this space a little bit, is to actually produce mini shows for these events. Bring in a bunch of, from sometimes not from comedians, who are great for from crowds. I have a comedian friend, Ashley Austin Morris, who is, she's a lovely Christian lady who just, like, has all these bits about the Bible, and I put her up in front of Frum crowds and they love her. And I bring them into these when a Frum organization will approach me and say, can you do a 40 minute show for us? I'll say I can, but I think it'll be more fun if I bring in a bunch of comedians and create like a mini show.
I love it. I love the idea. And then you have Olga Nammer.
Olga was featured actually in the Chosen Festival this year in the Ford Amphitheater.
Dovi Neuberger, that's yourself with your routine. And S.J. Tenenbaum, I'm assuming that's the person we got used to on the Yeshiva University basketball broadcast.
Actually, yes.
I'm assuming that's S.J. Does he have a sense of humor, S.J.?
S.J.'s an incredible impersonator also.
He's not just a dignified courtside announcer, huh?
Oh, no, he's hilarious. He's someone who I workshop bits with a lot. He's been in stand-up a while. He's been laying low for a couple months, but he's getting back in the game with the two poor to be in Israel Comedy Festival, and I'm excited. He has got some great impressions, and he mixes in his impressions from the secular world into, like, Jewish situations.
So, very cool. All right, good lineup. It's Tuesday night. It's in Bergenfield, New Jersey, and information you'll find it all over social media. Or is there a specific
my
site?
If you'll be lucky if you're not hit with a DM from me about it. Yeah,
simple as that. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
And we should mention one other person. If I'm going to go to the era of Mark Wiener, Marvin Silverman's, one of the middle era people would be Ashley Blaker. He also, remember Ashley from London? He also has a lot of, he did shows off Broadway specifically.
I don't remember. Could be I was on a lineup with him because the name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, another person that's really done it, that's really exploded the from audience is Alex Edelman.
Right.
With his off-Broadway now.
And now he's on off-Broadway, right?
Well, now he's on Broadway.
Now he's actually on Broadway.
Yeah.
Large enough theater, it's considered a complete Broadway show.
Oh, yeah. He's blown up. He's crazy big.
Have you seen the show?
I have not seen
the one-man show. What have
you heard?
Is it funny?
I've seen his parts of his other comedy specials. He's hilarious. He's a brilliant writer. And, yeah, he's incredible to watch.
Very cool. Well, I wish you the best of luck with this.
Thank you very much. It's always great to be here.
I appreciate that.
I can't wait till the next time. Hopefully for the comedy, for the Hanukkah special.
I mean, the way you guys are going, it'll be every few weeks that you're going to be promoting a show the way things are going.
God willing. Yeah, that's the plan.
It's pretty amazing. Dovi Neuberger, everybody. Check it out. Tuesday night in Bergenfield, New Jersey. A full lineup for those who are too poor, or whatever other expression you want to use, to be in Israel or to be away for Yontif. And you're in the New York, New Jersey area. You can check out the show and enjoy more coming up, including, of course, Rabbi Yudin and more, as we listen to a Friday morning Erev Yom Tov edition of JM in the AM.